Hello, my name's Emma and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. The date is Tuesday the 4th of August and the time is 10:21. First of all, can I please ask you your full name, your date of birth and where you've come from?
My name is Jacqueline Bradshaw Price. My date of birth is 18th March 1952 and I live in the East End of London.
Okay, and first of all, how do you feel now?
I'm feeling fine actually, surprisingly.
And how did you first hear about the project?
I can't remember. I follow Anthony Gormley and I remember him talking about it. I've been a fan of his for years. And then I got an email saying I could apply and that's what I did because it sounded really interesting.
And when you first heard about you actually having a place on the plinth, you found out, how did you feel then?
Well, I only found out on Sunday because somebody had cancelled and apparently they were a Jacqueline and they wanted another Jacqueline, so they chose my name. And that was great because I hadn't got on two of the places. I mean, they'd said I'd missed out, so I didn't think I'd get on. So it was great, yeah. I haven't had much time to think about it, really.
What do you think you're going to do up there?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm passionately involved in stopping the expansion of aviation in England, and I want to draw and talk about it. I'm a cartoonist, so I'm going to just draw and speak and draw and speak and then show my drawing at the end.
Wow, so you're going to actually vocalise your own opinions on it and try and put those into illustrations and show them to the camera. So sort of moving a bit away from that, what else is important to you at the moment?
Well, I'm in a bit of a sort of special position because I had a breast cancer diagnosis 3 years ago and I had some really tough treatment, but I'm okay, it worked. But it's sort of given me a completely different viewpoint in life, completely. It's really important that everything that I do counts. And I don't tend to get caught up anymore in small kind of whinging. And so it's something that, I mean, I'm in my 50s, I'm 57, and it's something that I didn't expect would happen, but it did. And it's my life's been changed forever. But this, again, doing the synth work, it's like this is another completely different experience that I'll never repeat again. So I think it keeps me alive.
Do you think this is something you perhaps wouldn't have thought about before you went through that experience?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, actually. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe I'd have said, oh, I can't be bothered. Oh, I've got something else to do, or it's too much effort. Yeah, maybe.
So what kind of childhood, where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
I was brought up in Africa. I was in Africa until I was 22, and then I lived in Brazil for 8 years, and then I went to France for about, I think, 9 or 10 years, and then I went to New Zealand for about 4.
Wow.
And I've been in East London since the mid-90s, and I'm really happy in East London because it has a very varied group of people. Where I live, there are about, I can't remember, I think there are about 90 languages spoken. So it kind of fits in with my travels.
Do you speak quite a few languages yourself then?
I do, yeah.
Amazing. And what about your family life at home?
I'm not married. The guy I was living with left when I got ill, so but that's okay, actually. You know, it's and I've got a cat.
Cold?
Sorry?
Cold, what's it called?
Midnight.
Wow.
And I have a really nice little house in the East End of London, which I bought when I first came to London.
What about your parents then?
My mother's alive, my father's dead, and she lives in the New Forest. She's in her 80s, but she's very active. And
do you go there much?
Yeah, fairly, yeah. Yeah, quite a lot.
And what do you expect to come from this experience? Do you You're really hoping to get the message out there, do you hope?
I think it's more about giving me a chance to say something that I feel really strongly about. And it's quite nice because it's like having a captive audience.
Mm.
And that was the first thing I thought. I thought, gosh, I can speak for a whole hour and nobody's going to interrupt. And that just was wonderful because as well as being an artist, I'm a therapist. And this whole thing about being able to speak is really important to people. And I don't get much opportunity to do that. I'm usually listening. So, yeah.
Do you feel that by doing this you can perhaps open people's minds to what you're saying or change views you sort of like to change people's opinions of it? Would you like a few more people to stand up and try and do something about it?
It's very divisive, this whole thing about aviation, and people always have big arguments and rows about it. I'm hoping that some people listen. I don't know if they'll start arguing with me, but I don't really mind if they do. What's important is that I can say it and kind of get it on record.
Mm. And what about when you're out there? Would you like to interact with the people who are listening?
Definitely.
To you?
I hope they will. I hope they will. Even to say, well, it's all rubbish. We've got to have planes and more of them.
So how do you think this experience might affect you? So after this, are you quite looking forward to? Are you looking forward to having it over with? Are you just looking forward to the time up there?
I'm just looking forward to the time up there. Yeah.
Brilliant. And is there anything else you'd like to sort of tell us? Trying to get a picture of who you are. Anything else in your life that you think sort of in this day and age you'd like to discuss? You know, the project's about picture of Britain today now.
I think seeing people on the plinth, because I've seen quite a bit of them, I've watched the video and seen them up there, and I think it's really good to see all these creative people doing something on a plinth and having the guts to do it as well. And because I get really fed up with the media talking about how awful England is and the UK is, and that we've got such huge problems, but I don't think that's true. Not when you see that small sample of people up there. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of them, actually.
And yourself?
Well, maybe that will come later.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.